Let's get some more TV and movie recommendations from our series, Watch This. The latest advice comes from Kevin Smith, the filmmaker, actor, and comic book writer best known for the movie Clerks. Mr. Smith's first pick is a TV show starring an actress famous for the sitcom Friends and also a past guest on Watch This, Lisa Kudrow.
The comeback was this HBO series that they did for one season only. And I guess it was Lisa Kudrow's post-Friends follow-up project.
Mm-hmm.
Of the, you know, mockumentary genre, that Christopher Guest and company made popular and then, you know, has swept TV over the last few years thanks to The Office, I felt like it was one of the best. It's about an actress who had been on a sitcom back in the 80s and then had kind of faded back into obscurity, who now has a chance to be on a current day sitcom with a reality show crew following her around, and it's called The Comeback.
Mm.
So it is like pitch perfect Hollywood satire.
What about your character? Is she in every show?
Oh, yeah. No, Lainey's one of the four. Yeah, she's the smart one, slightly older. She's an architect. Her name's on the lease, so...
Well, I pray you get this sitcom because I'm 2 years from retiring and I need those health benefits.
Yeah.
They found two more questionable melanomas. Oh. But don't cry for me, Argentina.
Oh, they here we are. I'm sorry, darling. Just put a pin in that. This is the network, my old stomping ground.
It's hysterically funny. In places, really touching and heartbreaking. But it was just a really clever and well-done idea that didn't really get enough attention or exposure, and it is so worth watching.
You have also sent us for your list here a movie that always causes the 1812 overture to come into my head, The Bad News Bears.
Oh, God. This is a flick that not enough people still talk about to this day. It was one of my favorite films from childhood because it had incredible honesty, authenticity, and edge. Nobody seems like they're acting. Even Matthau, who we all know by
this point. Walter Matthau, who's we should explain for people, becomes the coach of a Little League baseball team that's terrible.
Yes, if I put it to you like that, if I'm like, it's about an underdog baseball team, you know, that kind of make their way through the playoffs, people go, oh, I've seen that story before. And then you go like, yes, but this was the first time. This was the first time they ever made that movie. And the kids were just so honestly mirrored the times that the movie was set in, which is like the mid-70s. The kids are cursing, dropping racial epithets. The kids are bullying one another. It's everything that, like, nowadays most people would be like, oh, my God, what is wrong with these people? But in that time, in that era, man, it was literally a movie that you watch going like, this doesn't even feel like a movie. Like, this feels like my Little League team. It really does. It's such an American movie. Such a hardcore, wonderful piece of American cinema.
We just want to say, you guys played a good game. And we treated you pretty unfair all season. We want to apologize. We still don't think you're all that good a baseball team. You got guts. All of you.
Come on, let's give them a cheer. Come on.
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Bears! Bears! Yay!
Hey, Yankees, you can take your apology out of your trophy and shove it straight up your
Like, anybody who's listening going, I don't want to watch a movie from the 70s. Kids, this movie's not dated. It plays as current as possible.
You have also called our attention to a couple of current TV series. One of them is Snapped on Oxygen. What is it?
This, to me, is a show that every man who's married needs to watch. It's a show about women who kill their husbands. And it's like always begins with, they were the perfect couple. But then she snapped. And so for me, it's research. They're wonderful. They're half hour, sometimes mostly an hour episodes where you go over the incident of what some person, usually a married woman, did, killed her husband, boyfriend, a woman she was jealous of. They trace the crime, how she was caught, the legal process, everything. And it's great research, man. I sit there and watch it with my wife. I constantly look over at her to see if she's taking down notes. It's crazy how many of these chicks break out the antifreeze. And this is something I learned from Snap. It tastes sweet. So now I'm tasting everything and giving a little bit to the dogs before I taste it because you never know. There could be some antifreeze in it based on watching Snapped. It is possible I watched too much Snapped as well.
And don't we also let this happen to you. That's what's
exactly
on your mind.
Okay. Cautionary tales.
If it does happen to you, though, that might get you to the next TV program that you recommend called The Walking Dead, Talking Dead.
There it is, yes. I think this combination is fantastic. AMC cracked the code of geek programming by making a TV series about zombies. The Walking Dead is a series that's predicated on, you know, a very similar territory to Dawn of the Dead. We're all familiar with the trope of suddenly the dead start rising. But what's the beauty of The Walking Dead is they take their time telling the story. It's literally like a soap opera. Such great program. I think about it the way my grandmother used to love to watch The Young and the Restless. And, you know, I'd be over at my grandmother's a lot. We played cards. But, you know, from 12:30 on, she was watching The Young and the Restless, and you couldn't bother. Those were her stories. She'd be like, you can't talk to me. My stories are on. That's how I feel about The Walking Dead. When The Walking Dead's on, I'm like, shh, go out of the room. My stories are on. And my stories happen to be about people getting chowed down on by the living dead. Now, the companion piece to it, it's a show called The Talking Dead. It's hosted by Chris Hardwick. And basically, this show is simply people sitting around talking about the episode that just happened. And it reminds me of sports. Like, for years, whenever you watch sports, man, there's like an hour of the game and 2 hours of people pontificating about the game. Now, with The Talking Dead, you got a program that's kind of the same thing.
We got time to talk about one more of your recommendations here, and it's called Hockey, A People's History. What is it?
Hockey, A People's History was a documentary series that I think it was the CBC put together a couple years back. Might be coming up on 10 years soon. And I guess the easiest shorthand to describe it to the audience is think of Ken Burns baseball, but this is about hockey. And it's a really wonderful telling of the story of not just the game that Canada created, but the land that spawned it and the people that populated it. You know, somebody spent all that time going through all this wonderful old footage and stuff that we as Americans would never see. But as a hockey enthusiast or as a Canadaphile like myself, it's like watching porn, man. It's porn for Canadaphiles and hockey fans.
So it's one of those things that it takes a subject that is supposedly not that serious, but they sneak up on you and suddenly they're being quite serious here.
They show you just how important that game is to that country and how it actually helped create a national identity. It's nice to hear the history of the neighbors to the north, man. I've not seen a miniseries that engaged me so thoroughly. Oh, that's enriching.
The feature is called Watch This. We're talking with filmmaker Kevin Smith. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.